Welcome back to The Third Floor. The holidays are behind us. As there is anticipation and excitement about the holiday season, there's something about the early days of a new year which bring contentment as well. Great show this week with one featured work each hour from Edvard Grieg, Hector Berlioz, and Benjamin Britten. And along the way, a suite from Tchaikovsky, a motet from the 15th century in Richard Davy, plus music from Fauré and Ravel. I'm Bill Cromwell, so glad to have you with me once again on the third floor. This first hour will be bracketed by anthems from Latvian composer Eriks Eschenvalds. Eschenvalds born in 1977. Before our month-long feast of carols, anthems, and cantatas for the holiday, which we just enjoyed, I played a setting of Eschenvald's Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis. Splendid, pleasing music. Today, first stars, then at the end of the hour, Who Can Sail Without the Wind? Stars features the poetry of noted American poet Sarah Teasdale, and maybe you remember the short story from Ray Bradbury in high school, There Will Come Soft Rains, featuring the poem of the same name by Sarah Teasdale. Here's the text of hers for Stars. Alone in the night on a dark hill with pines around me spicy and still, and a heaven full of stars over my head, white and topaz and misty red. Myriads with beating hearts of fire that eons cannot vex or tire. Up the dome of heaven like a great hill, I watch them marching stately and still. And I know that I am honored to be witness of so much majesty. Music of Eriks Eschenvalds now on the third floor to begin our time together. And a piece called Stars, performed by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, conducted by Stephen Layton. I'm Bill Cromwell, together with you on the third floor.
Thank you.
Stars from Eriks Eschenvalds, the Latvian composer, contemporary composer, of course. And we heard the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, conducted by Stephen Layton. How was that for a beginning to our time together this week, bringing in the new year? Beautiful, beautiful anthem. Makes me want to hear it again. And of course, you can hear it again by going to the Third Floor website, classicalthirdfloor.org, and this program will be available in the next day or so. But there's also over 100 free archived programs at the website. There's a link there to the Public Radio Exchange. So I encourage you to visit the site, and might have another word or two about that later on. Meanwhile, though, we can look forward to more music from Eriks Eschenvalds at the end of this first hour, and another one of his pieces, and I think you'll enjoy that. We enjoyed a number of Nutcracker arrangements over the holiday, so let's listen to some other Tchaikovsky right now, and the Sleeping Beauty Suite, with Mstislav Rostropovich leading the Berlin Philharmonic. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Mstislav Rostropovich, leading the Berlin Philharmonic and music of Tchaikovsky, of course, and the Sleeping Beauty Suite. And that was great fun. I hope you enjoyed it. This next disc has been in the Third Floor Library for 25 years or so, and it was my introduction to Benjamin Britten beyond the Ceremony of Carols, which, of course, we again heard several times during the holiday season. And this was also my first recording from William Boughton and the English String Orchestra, and we'll enlist all of those parties in the Variations on a Theme by Frank Bridge, who, like Britten, was a violist, composer, and for a time also Benjamin Britten's teacher. The work is dedicated to Frank Bridge from Benjamin Britten with affection and admiration. This always seems to me to be a great piece to play early in the winter. And it certainly has some contemporary flavors, but it's quite breathtaking in a number of respects. So I hope you enjoy this piece from Benjamin Britten, Variations on a Theme by Frank Bridge with the English String Orchestra, conducted by William Boughton. Thank you.
Thank you.
On the Third Floor, music of Benjamin Britten and variations on a theme by Frank Bridge. We heard the English String Orchestra conducted by William Boughton. And as I mentioned, that was a work introducing me to more of Benjamin Britten's music and also giving me exposure to the amazing ensemble, the English String Orchestra with William Boughton again. We return to music of Eriks Eschenvalds, the Latvian composer, which we started the program with, and his anthem Stars. Right now we're going to hear text from a Swedish folk song and a piece called Who Can Sail Without the Wind. We'll hear the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, again, with Helen Charleston, mezzo-soprano, Hiroshi Amoko, tenor, and Sally Price, harp, all conducted by Stephen Layton. And just time to share some of the text here with you. Who can sail without the wind? Who can row without an oar? Who can leave a friend behind without shedding tears? I can sail without the wind, and I can row without an oar, but I can't leave a friend behind without shedding tears. On the Third Floor, more music from Eriks Eschenvalds and Who Can Sail Without the Wind. I'm Bill Cromwell, together with you on the Third Floor. Please stay with me into hour number two and music of Hector Berlioz.